Let us go before the Lord this evening and ask God to be in the midst of our understanding as he teaches us his word in ways today, so we can receive the good that God has for us. So let's review addictive nature as we're led by the inspiring teaching of the Holy Spirit. See, it was not until I understood my addictive nature that I could really take my troubles to the Lord and be set free from all that had me all tied up and bound. My nature was just a mess. I couldn't obey and serve God. I couldn't give God my best because of what was going on with my nature. See, God gives us a good nature, the ability for us to carry out good things and good acts before him. See, that was his intention from the beginning, to pour into us, see, to give us this addictive nature, and then pour his word, his son, and his spirit into our nature. And then by that teaching, then our mind and our body, so God's ways, so then we are encapsulated into our nature, and then we repeat good behavior all the days of our lives. This is God's intention. And unfortunately, we're chosen the ways of trouble over the ways of God. We become addicted to the bad behavior and not the good God intended. So many have experienced trouble in their nature in this life. We go through anguish and trouble all the time. We go through that like Pharaoh experienced when he woke up one day and his mind was just troubled. The dream he had was just troubling to him, and no one could interpret it. No one could explain it. And as Christians, sometimes we have a troubled mind and nobody can explain things to us. They can't make things clear. Our mind is troubled and things are very unclear. Life is very unclear to us. King David experienced a troubled mind. He felt his life was all about to fall apart. He experienced pain in his body. See, his sin was very troubling to him, so he confessed his iniquities to God. His enemies was pressing around him. People he knew hated him for no reason. Have you ever had a troubled mind? Have you ever had someone just seen that there's just trouble all around you? See, when our mind is troubled, we go through a lot. Being troubled can cause us to invoke our addictive nature that then takes on those bad habits and those bad behaviors that we've been rooted inside of our nature. See, when our mind is troubled, we go through things over and over again. King David kept revisiting his troubled thoughts many times. His heart was mused. His spirit inquired of God. He said, "Lord, have you rejected me forever?" He said, "Lord, show me favor again. Has your unfailing love vanished forever? God, has your promises failed me, Lord?" See, when our mind is troubled, we struggle to understand why, Lord, why are things happening? Why are things occurring in my life? Why are people doing what they're doing in my life? I have a troubled mind and it's hard, Lord. I'm struggling. I don't understand why. See, addictiveness of our nature has been around for a long time. It gets worse when our soul is troubled. The prophet Isaiah spoke of his troubled nature. He said he cried and he moaned. His eyes grew weak and he looked to the heavens. He said, "I'm troubled, Lord. Come to my aid." When the Lord did not answer Isaiah, he said, "What can I say? The Lord has spoken. The Lord has done this." All Isaiah could do was walk humbly before the Lord all his years and have anguish in his soul. But he knew not to turn from God. See, you and I got to understand this. When we go through trouble of mind, when we have anguish in our soul, Jesus is still the answer for us. See, when our mind is troubled, it causes us to act out addictive habits. Instead of drawing closer to God, it's very difficult when we have struggles within for us to be praying and seeking God. But God said, you and I must learn because, see, what's inside of us is not good. So when we are having trouble and when we're struggling in our life, what comes out of us is not the good but the bad. Therefore, it's hard for us to connect to Christ when we're having troubles of the mind, when we're having anguish of the soul. So you have to learn a lesson from Christ. Christ went to Gethsemane. He prayed. Christ said his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He told them to stay and watch. See, we have to watch over ourselves. Not allow our bad habits and bad behaviors to overtake our nature, to be rooted in our nature, to rule over our lives. See, when our mind is troubled, our addicted nature draws us back into the bad habits that Christ Jesus freed us from, back to not pleasing God. We need to pray and study God's word so our faith gets stronger. We need to take our troubles to Jesus like Mary. When her brother Lazarus died, she came to Jesus weeping. Her soul was experiencing great sorrow. When Jesus saw Mary weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. When they asked Jesus to come, the Lord wept. He said, oh, how he loved them. In the midst of our trouble, we need to remember that the Lord cares and loves us. We don't have to act out our addictive, sinful nature. We can call on Jesus. He will answer. He will show up and he will save us. See, the time has come, says the Lord, when all will be scattered and feel like they are all alone. Many are experiencing a lonely state of mind these days, feeling like no one loves them, like there's nothing but trouble for them in this life. And Jesus warns us about these times, the troubled times are to come. Jesus said, in him we can have peace. If we take heart, we can overcome this world and all its troubles. We don't have to struggle with an addictive, sinful nature. Christ Jesus gave us peace and set us free from this. See, God's word teaches that if we become a self-seeking person, that if we reject the truth and follow our sinful nature, our addictive nature, we will experience wrath, anger, trouble, and distress in this life. Go with me to Romans chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. See, following our sinful and addictive nature leads us away from God. But we must remain in Christ Jesus to overcome. Romans chapter 2, verses 8 to 9 says, but for those who are self-seeking, who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be terrible times and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jews and then the Gentiles. See, there's good that can come from us. When we put down our sinful nature, we put to death the sinful things in our body, the Lord can cause good to come from us. Our nature could be filled with good things. See, we have an addictive nature, and unfortunately, we taught our nature to love sin. We repeat sinful passion. We repeat sinful desires. We repeat lustful acts. We repeat sinful thoughts of greed. We repeat sinful acts of being self-centered. And as long as we're under the control of the sinful nature, we remain addicted to sin. See, Christ came to set us free, to teach us to be addicted to God and to overcome these things. See, the goal from the beginning was to teach our nature to do good things. And that is why the Lord keeps telling us to learn to do good, so our nature will do good things over and over again. So we have to teach ourselves and our children not to be addicted to things like drugs and alcohol and hate and rage and anger and sexual immorality and selfishness. To be addicted to love, addicted to peace, addicted to God's word, addicted to God. Then the promises and the patterns of God will be change our life. It will change our nature. Our addictive nature will do good, and we repeat it every day of our lives. See, God intended good things to come from our life. Like a parent with their child, most intended for their children to experience good things in life and to avoid everything that's bad. And just like us, many of our children have chosen bad over good. Like us, repeat bad things over and over again, and it becomes part of their nature. See, once it becomes part of their nature, when stress and issues and a trouble of mind and anguish comes, then what comes out of them is the sinful things in their nature, because that's what's been poured into them, that's what's been poured into us. So it's very unfortunate that we don't see the error of our ways until it's too late. We We don't see the love of God. We don't see our deeds as being bad until it's too late. We don't see that the Lord has his hand lifted up to save. See, we don't see that if we continue in sin, we'd be put to shame. We don't see that the Lord has established peace for those who come to him. We don't see the problem. We suffer in this life. We are troubled in this life because we don't see the problem. We allow our thoughts and our evil ways and our intellect and we get addicted to bad things, and bad things are placed into our nature, and it causes us trouble. But the Lord says we're being foolish and senseless. We have eyes, but we don't see. We have ears, but we don't hear. We should fear the Lord, but we don't. We should tremble in the sight of God, but we don't. The Lord says we'll not prevail. We'll not be able to cross over. We're addicted to this world. We're addicted to everything that's in this world. So we have to be able to see the problem. The great day of the Lord is coming. We think we have trouble now. We think we're addicted to things now. This is nothing compared to what is coming. A day of wrath, a day of distress, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness, a day of battle cries is coming. We can't see the problem. We become addicted to a lifestyle that does not lead to salvation, even as Christians. See, we have to be able to see the problem, turn and seek God and his righteousness so we can receive all that God has for all the good that God wants to pour into our nature. See, we're addicted in trouble because we're in constant state of worry and fear. The Lord teaches us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Every day has enough trouble of its own. If we take one day at a time with the Lord, we become free of trouble, free of addiction, free of worry, free of fear. God made a way for us to connect to his Son, Christ Jesus, so we can be free. We have to be able to see the problem and take our troubles to the Lord. See, Christ Jesus says, though we have eyes, we do not see. And though we have ears, we don't understand. So we need the Lord to help us in this. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 to 14. See, our addictive nature, our desire for sin keeps us unable to see the problem. Repeating our mistakes over and over again, because that's what's in our nature. We haven't worked this out. We gave ourselves to Christ Jesus. We gave ourselves to God, but see, we haven't asked God to help us with what's groaning inside of us. Help us, Lord, with that which's causing trouble inside of us, God. Help us with our nature. Help us to take out the bad and put in the good. Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 to 14 says, and this is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. And though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. See, we have an addictive nature. We repeat what is in us over and over again. If we feed our nature bad and sinful things, then our nature will become addicted to these things. But if we feed our nature good things, things pleasing to God, then we become addicted to doing good. We have an addicted nature. We have to guard over things that are planted in us, that's rooted into us. So when trouble and persecution come, we don't fall away. We must become addicted to God, be faithful to the Lord, and fruitful in the life we've been given. We have an addictive nature. We cannot allow bitter roots to be sown into our nature. It will cause us to miss the grace of God, because what is growing in us is causing trouble and defiling us. See, once bitter roots are grown in us and planted in us, we become addicted to his desires. We trade our inheritance for one moment of sin or one moment of pleasure. We have an addictive nature. We cannot allow this to control us. We have to desire to be free and stay free from sin. It is for this reason Christ Jesus came near to us, so we can hear and be healed. See, those who have a troubled spirit can be cured. And this is why we need to be addicted to God, to connect to Christ Jesus, so he would touch us with his power, heal and set us free, set our nature free. We have an addicted nature. Many are addicted to bad things. See, we don't have to be troubled. If we trust in God, we trust in Christ Jesus, we can overcome. We can be free from a troubled mind, free from a sinful addictions. Go with me to John chapter 14, verses 1 and 3. See, our bad behaviors create sinful addictions on us. It creates trouble in us, and Jesus is the answer. He is the way of this. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3 says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be there with me, that you also may be where I am." See, no matter where we allowed our nature to become addicted to sin, no matter when that happens in our life, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And through Christ, the Spirit of life sets us free from sin and death. See, God the Father sent his Son to be a sin offering, to cover up our sins, to do away with our sinful addiction and bad behaviors and sinful habits. Christ Jesus is the answer to the bad and sinful things we are addicted to. We cannot allow trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, or a danger keep us from the love of Christ Jesus. Though we face death all day long, we do not have to turn back to things that we're addicted to the bad habits we did before. Christ has set us free, knowing all things we're more than a conqueror through him who loves us. See, we don't have to allow our sinful and addictive nature to rule over us. We can turn to Jesus who comforts us in our times of trouble so we can be comfort others in their times of trouble. So we can get comfort from living in Christ Jesus. The Lord is the answer to all our sinful and bad behaviors. God wants us free to worship. And he will pay back trouble to those who trouble us. He will give relief to those who are in trouble. We have to get free and not be addicted to this world, not be addicted to sin. God is going to punish those who don't know him or obey the gospel of Christ Jesus. We're called to be free. And once the Lord set us free, our addictive and sinful nature, see, we got to remain free. We have to guard over ourselves and not use our freedom to indulge in sin. We need to keep ourselves free from sin so there's no sinful roots in our nature, so we don't desire addictive effects of sin in our lives when trouble comes, when anguish comes into our life. Because Christ already told us we're going to have trouble, so we got to work on our nature. So when trouble comes, what comes out of us is not sinful. For so many years, I struggled with a sinful nature. I was steep in sin. See, once I gave myself to Christ Jesus, I felt the freedom of coming to know the Lord. But when trouble came, that is what was not totally dead in me came back alive. Again, the struggles appeared, and I wondered, why, Lord? How is this? How can this be? I gave myself to you, Lord. You wiped away my sins. You've shown me grace and mercy, Lord. My nature was addicted to sin, and I was unaware of its roots. Then the Lord opened my eyes and ears so I could see and understand. My nature needed to be addicted to God and Christ Jesus. So I always do good. So I got over my spirit and nature so I don't sin over and over again. I needed to live for Jesus and not for myself. See, it starts by examining ourselves. Understanding what is rooted in us that is not pleasing to God, asking the Lord for help. So we have to keep ourselves from the love of money. Let our souls be content in what God gives us. We cannot desire to carry out sexual immoral acts. We have to keep our marriage bed pure, God says. See, Satan is prowling around looking for someone to devour, looking for someone addicted to their sinful nature who called themselves a Christian. So he could drag us back down because we never addressed it, our nature. We never asked God to change our nature, God. See, we must live as a free person in Christ who do not use our freedom to cover up sin and evil that's rooted in our nature. We must live as servants of God, a person addicted to the Lord. Praise God. God wants everyone free from every addiction to sin that we have, free from an addiction of this world. Praise the Lord. Christ came to set us free, to break every chain that addicts us to sin so we can live free. Thank you, Jesus. See, addiction is just not about drugs and alcohol. Sinful addiction keeps us from seeing God's truth. It keeps us deep in sin, from serving God. We all have been there. We get addicted to things. Maybe it's drugs and alcohol, but some are addicted to money. Some are addicted to lust and fame and immoral sex, to party and having a good time. We have an addictive nature. We can be addicted to ourselves and making everything about ourselves and our intellect. We get addicted to greed, to hate and anger. We're addicted to controlling others. We get addicted to unspiritual things. We have an addictive nature which is rooted in sin. So we repeat the same sin over and over again. But God wanted our nature to be good. God wanted good things to come out of us, see? But we nullify God's word with the way we live. We grieve the Holy Spirit because of our sinful addiction that's in our nature, that's alive in us. See, Christ came to set us free from all the sinful addiction. He suffered and died and rose so we can have life in him, so we can, our nature can get right with God. See, only in Christ can we be free. Thank you, Lord. Only in Christ can our nature be right with God, be set right with God. See, it's only in our... We got to want to be free. You got to want your nature to be good and have good things in it. So you got to examine yourself. And Lord, help me understand. Now, give me the eyes to see. God, give me the ears to hear and understand. What's in my nature, God, that's not pleasing to you, Lord? Help me. It needs to be rooted out of me, God, so you can pour the good in me, God. So I know there's going to be trouble. I know there's going to be people who anguish against me, and my soul is going to have trouble in this life. Lord, but if there's good in me, Lord Jesus, help me. If there's good in me, God, when those things come up on me, then what comes out of me is good, and I'm still pleasing to you, even though my soul may be anguished, even though I feel alone, even though they seem like nobody loves me, see, even though I feel like this life is nothing but trouble, see, but in my nature, in my spirit, the Lord has changed me. He's given me goodness inside of me, and what comes out of me is pleasing to God, no matter what circumstances or situation I find myself in. God, through his son Christ Jesus, has set me free. He set you free. But you and I got to understand our nature has to be changed. All this bad stuff in our nature, all these desires in our nature, man, I know you know what I'm talking about. If you've been walking with God, I know that something came against you and it drove you back into those old habits. You picked up those sinful ways again because it was in your nature. It was still there. But God wants all of that put to death. He wants our nature to be good so we do good, so we repeat good, so we teach our children to do good, so we're good to those who are not good to us. It's our nature. And our nature is addictive. But I can tell you now, if God is able to change our nature to where there's good in our nature, then having an addictive nature is not bad, because it'll cause us to do good over and over again to others, to those who don't love us, to those who come against us, to those who oppress. See, what comes out of us will be good, and God will bless us, and he will guide and keep us, and we'll experience the goodness of God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. May our nature change, God, so it's addicted to you. It's addicted to you, Lord Jesus. Addicted to your word, your spirit, and the goodness of God, and the righteousness of God. Our nature is just bound in goodness. And we are free to serve God and to serve our brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.